We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.
We have a guest.
We do indeed.
Would you like to
introduce? A very honoured guest as well, because we were just having a little chat off air. Sorry, it's great to have you here. And if I'm right, you're the Vice President of the Shanklin Rotary Club. Is that about right?
That is correct.
Excellent, I got it right.
Hey.
So, tell us all about, I know you've got some things to talk about, but yeah, I was having a quick look before coming in today, and I never knew much about the Rotary Club at all. It's something that we've all heard of.
But not quite sure.
But don't know what it is. Yeah. So could you please tell us what Rotary Club, because I know it's been going for a long, long time, and especially here on the island.
Yes, the Rotary Club is an international organisation for us in Shanklin. Obviously, we are part of the international organisation, but we also serve our residents in the town, as do other Rotary Clubs on the island. You have a number of other clubs that do, as I say, serve their own communities. We obviously do work together with the other clubs to serve the island as well, but obviously our primary concern for our club is Shanklin and its surrounding areas. So that's what Rotary is about. There are many reasons and ideas that Rotarians have, and lots of reasons why they get involved. Majority of people, it's because they really do care about the community where they live, hence their local links to that area.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Yeah. And I can think of worse places than Shanklin. It's a beautiful place.
I believe you've got a Christmas event coming up in November, is that correct?
I have, yes. Yeah. I was going to tag that on later on in the half an hour. What I did want to talk about was the amazing news. Actually, Shanklin itself, our Rotary Club, will be 100 years old in 2 years' time.
That's fantastic.
And we were founded in 1927. Our founder president was a J.E. Harold Terry. Just remember the last word. He was actually an author, playwright and actor. He was the great grandson of the co-founder of the Terry's Confectionery Company. And in 1935, while he was actually living in Shanklin at a residence called Luckham Hill, he was actually listed in the Who's Who as a director of Joseph Terry and Sons, best known today for Terry's All Gold Chocolates and, of course, the Terry's Chocolate Orange.
Oh. See, I never knew that, Dave.
No, I didn't. That's what a link.
Yeah.
What's a link?
So what else can you tell us in history-wise?
Okay, so history-wise as well. So as I said, Shanklin Rotary Club was granted its charter, which is when it is made official, on the 1st of July 1927. Its first project was in 1930 in Shanklin, and it was to build an extension that was much needed to the Arthur Webster Clinic on Langard Road to support more residents with their medical needs. The building actually still stands today and is still serving the residents of Shanklin and surrounding areas with their medical conditions. If you ever visit for a medical appointment or to support somebody else having a medical appointment, be sure to look for the stone tablet on the front wall to commemorate the significant act of giving to the community.
That's very good, isn't
Brilliant.
It? Brilliant. Yeah.
Because, like myself, I didn't know much about the Rotary Club at all, but it's a very vital service, really, that you have to... And you're all kind of volunteers as well, aren't you? So.
Absolutely, yeah. Everybody is a volunteer within Rotary, all Rotarians. Yeah,
so, example, Dave, before the show this morning, I went to give one of our volunteers a hand at the hut that needed sorting out. Spent a couple of hours there just sorting out the hut and making it look tidy, ready to access things that we need for different events. So,
which is brilliant, because we are certainly on the afternoon show, well, on all of Vectis shows, we're not just ours. We're always hammering on about community and the importance of community, and how sometimes in recent times it hasn't been as important to people as maybe it should be. And so it's lovely to have that link and bring people back together, because we can become too isolated, we can become too insular, and we don't know that there's a community out there sometimes that will welcome us in. So what you do is absolutely brilliant.
What do you enjoy about the aspect of it?
I think for me, I like the fact that it's, you know, it's the local residents actually helping the local residents. And I think the fact that Rotarians are very much come from a lot of different backgrounds, whether that be cultural, whether that be gender, whether that be what their job is, what their family situation. But the one thing they've all got in common is a passion to serve their residents. But the beauty is they're a resident themselves, so they really understand where the other residents are coming from. And I think it's a great way of giving back. And as I said, a lot of the Rotary events, which I'll talk about a bit later on, really do show how much we do give to our community, and our community actually give to us as well.
Yep.
So we do link up with other organisations, because a lot of our events, one of them in particular, which I'll talk about later, is particularly big. And without our links with other organisations in the town that also support residents, we wouldn't be able to host it.
No.
We need a lot of people, and those other organisations help us, and we help them.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Hope I'm not putting you on the spot here too much, but give me an example of a project that you've actually liked to do, or one of your favourite projects.
I mean, I think the Shoebox Appeal, we get involved with that every year. This year, we've actually, from Shanklin alone, sent 73 shoeboxes off.
Wow.
That's brilliant.
The Rotary Club on the island will pick up they have an organisational centre to it. All those boxes go with other Rotary Club's boxes to a central point. They then go off the island, and then obviously it's very organised how it gets to where it's supposed to be. Which for me is another beauty of Rotary, is that we are a worldwide organisation, and if we need to get emergency supplies or shoeboxes or whatever, or a shelter box to somebody in the world, we have a good mechanism to get it there securely, so it is received at each point.
So it's quite easily accessible, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll be staying with us for a moment, won't you?
Yeah, indeed. And special guest, Azara. Hi, Azara.
Hello.
A bit of a milestone coming up event-wise in the past, apparently. Is that correct with Rotary?
That is correct. Obviously, I have already mentioned this afternoon that our club is 2 years off being in its centenary year of 100 years. When it was 50 years old in 1977, so the same year as the Queen's Silver Jubilee, I believe, it hosted the Rotary District Conference. Now, the committee back then prepared for 550 Rotarians to come.
Wow.
762 turned up. So, obviously, I would imagine there was a lot of hours and a lot of time trying to sort that one out. But what they managed to do in the space of a short amount of time was they actually managed to fit all the conference Rotarians actually in Shanklin for the three-day conference. Wow. So they filled all the hotels, all the guest houses. And a very notable thing about this conference, which I wanted to bring to people's attention, was Earl Mountbatten of Burma actually addressed the delegates.
Oh, fantastic.
Who other people obviously know as Lord Louis Mountbatten,
yes.
Who actually at the time was the governor of the Isle of Wight. And I don't know if everybody's aware, but he's actually the great uncle of our current king, King Charles. So
they were very close.
Quite significant.
They were very close.
Yeah, that's a good link, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sorry, you may have told us already, but how long have you actually been a member of, was it your first club was Shanklin?
Yes.
Rotary Club? Yep.
Yes, I've been a Rotarian at Shanklin since 2015. So, yes, 10 years now.
Excellent. What else is on your list that you'd like to plug away at?
Yes, what I could also talk about. Okay, so we have something every year, which I think certainly a lot of Shanklin residents and further afield are aware of, is our annual charity sale, sometimes known as the January sale, because it's hosted in January. What I wanted to talk about was a bit of the history behind this sale. It's actually been going on for more than 60 years. Now, the first ones, more than 60 years ago, were held actually up at the Town Hall, which is now Shanklin Theatre. And it was described at the time as a mega jumble sale in the Town Hall. It was hosted until 1966, when it was felt that it would be better to host it in a shop with high-end products, including furniture. Obviously, over the years, the sale has actually moved to many locations in and around Shanklin, from a shop in Regent Street, from back to the theatre, down to Spitbank, and then into various holiday camps. And more recently, we have been at Winchester House on the Cliff, the YMCA. Over time, the sale has grown in size and what can be brought. by kind donations of Shanklin residents who give generously every year for other residents to buy.
And am I right in thinking this is where you get most of your income from? So people that have like a project and they want money for it, this is where that pot comes from, is that correct?
Yes, yeah. that is the biggest way that we fundraise during the year. We do a couple of other events, but that is our sort of biggest event that generates the money that we can use for worthy causes, either in this country, on the island specifically, and we do give 10% internationally. Because as I mentioned earlier, Rotary is part of an international organisation. So 10% goes abroad. Usually it's something called a shelter box.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What that is, it's a kit that not only provides like a rescue kit for an area that's been hit by, for example, an earthquake, but it also has water purifying straws. It has basic tools so they can start to rebuild, as much as having obviously a shelter and pots and pans. And the way the Rotary Club is set up nationally and internationally, if we need on the island to send a shelter box somewhere in the world, all over the world there are already centres set up with shelter boxes stored in them. So when we make that call and we make that decision, a shelter box leaves this country, but at the same time one leaves a country nearer where the area of need is. So our box basically becomes the one that fills the space. That way stuff gets out to people very quickly. I mean, the water purifying straws in particular are essential. You know, they save lives, as does obviously having shelter and a means to cook. So yes, so that's where obviously our 10% goes. But the other 90% stays on the island, but largely of that money in Shanklin.
Yeah, excellent.
So really you bring hope to a hopeless situation.
Yes, absolutely. And as I said, where we're part of a much larger organisation, we have the structures in place to be able to answer that call of need.
Yeah.
Whether it be here or further afield.
I just want to say as well, Dave, that I actually find it quite outstanding that you put out a plea and you'll find that most island residents are quite generous.
Yes.
Especially with, like yourself, charity events, like the sale, donating stuff and just, you know, helping.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, actually, as well, I wanted to do a big announcement, but like a drum roll.
Have we got one? There we go.
Thank you. The next annual charity sale is obviously moving to a new location. It's obviously things are changing at Winchester House. And I just wanted to obviously let everybody know that our Rotary Club charity annual sale, otherwise known as the January sale, will actually be being hosted at the Ability Dogs Training Centre and White Aviation Museum at Scotchell's Brook Lane Lake. And the postcode, for those that have got a pen and paper, is PO36... OJP. Obviously this is very close to the airfield site, and obviously the Rotary Club would like to thank White Aviation Museum and Ability Dogs for their support and allowing us to use their site to keep our sale going for the future years. The dates of the sale, for those who've got a pen and paper ready, will be Tuesday the 13th of January to 17th of January, and the following week, Tuesday the 20th of January to the 24th of January. Each day it will be open 10 till 4 p.m, except the last day, which is Saturday the 24th, when it will be open at 10 till 1 p.m.
And I have to say, you have an amazing structure of how to go and collect the items that people have rung in to say, would you come? And I applaud you for that. I think that's amazing, really. So, yeah, well done.
Thank you.